Welcome back to Women of Hope. Penny Mulvey with you. I still get surprised when I discover people I know well have a very different view on something, especially issues of child rearing. I might strongly disagree with their approach, but does that mean I should stop being their friend? Clearly no. The beauty of the world is we don't all think the same, look the same, act the same, speak the same words, have the same opinions. But for some crazy reason, we often think people should agree with us. Difference can be difficult. Today on Women of Hope, we are exploring some aspects of difference. My guest is Beth Mortiz Flores. It's interesting just thinking about it, that in understanding our differences, there is an acknowledgement that we should also be learning and seeing the value, and not only seeing the value, but actually recognizing that there are things that would work in our community that we could learn from and take on board.
And there's also something that we could learn from your community that we as Filipinos can also do. And probably that is very, very true with Filipinos who are migrants in this country. They learned to adapt to the culture of the Australians, at the same time learn to maintain their own culture in such a great way. So I think that that is then how it works out quite well. I believe for Filipinos who are here in Australia, they would have to choose what is also right in regards to the culture, in regards to being judgmental, because Filipinos would say Australians are not really that family oriented or things like that. For me, I don't believe in that, because I should learn to have an open mind in understanding the way the family works in Australia. And at the same time, I don't have the right to compare my family to your family, because that is how the way your family works. This is how my family works. And usually if we do compare and judge each other, we will always have the holier-than-thou attitude, which will just widen the gap of differences.
So it's really that ability to put ourselves in the other's shoes.
Yes. I believe all of us want our family to be okay. We want our kids to grow up well. That's the same thing in all the different countries they're in, you know. It's the same goal. We want to have good kids, to live peacefully with our neighbors and all of that. So it's really learning to understand each other through the differences that we have.
Thank you, Beth.
It's my pleasure, Penny.
You're listening to Women of Hope, and today we are talking about difference.
It wasn't like that when I was a girl.
Kids these days don't know how to behave. Stereotypic phrases, perhaps, but generational differences can lead to great misunderstandings. Roz Atkinson.
Relating from one generation to the next is not always easy, is it? As a mother of adult children, I've been thinking a lot about the true acceptance of my children just as they are. Each has been created unique. Each has developed their own way of responding to the world around them. The Bible says, God has shaped each person in turn, so he understands everything they do. As a mother, I need to respond positively towards them in everything. How easy it is to make a negative comment or express judgment on something they do. As Christian parents, we've always prayed for our children, even before they were born. As a mother, I've placed them in God's hands many times over the years, and as a human being, I've also made many mistakes over the years. Now my children are responsible adults, and yet they're still of a different generation from me. They do things differently, and they are each travelling their path in life with their own ideals and goals. So what's my role as a mother now? My role is not to judge my children, or even to think I know what's right for them. Didn't I pray for them all these years as they were growing up under our guidance as parents? Then it's time for me to trust God and accept that He has them totally in His care. My role now is to love them, encourage and support them, and to accept them exactly where they are in life at this very moment. If I don't approve of something they're doing, I must keep my counsel unless they ask for my thoughts or my opinion. After all, doesn't God, my Heavenly Father, love and accept me right where I am at this very moment, even if he doesn't approve of some of the things I do? His love toward me is unconditional, and so must mine be toward my grown-up children. So I watch my children as they bring up their children, as they mould and shape the next generation. And as the grand to their children, they allow me the privilege of input to these precious little lives. And I think of what King David said in the Bible in Psalm 145. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. They will talk together about the glory of your kingdom. They will celebrate examples of your power. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule generation after generation. So as well as loving and accepting my children and grandchildren right where they are now, I have the added joy of sharing my experiences of the love of God with each of them. What a privilege and a blessing. I'm Ros Atkinson.
You're listening to Women of Hope, and today we are talking about difference. One woman who understands the need for love, no matter what the difference, is Helen Meyer, founder of CareForce Recovery Ministries. Helen has been caring for broken and hurting people for many years. Helen, thank you for joining Women of Hope.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
We often talk about our spirituality, and as part of our program at the moment, we're looking at understanding our differences. We're looking at gender differences, generational differences, okay. Cultural differences. There's also spiritual differences, because we are all spiritual beings. Do you think that we see the world differently from our own sort of spiritual perspective?
I think if you're going to be going back to the Bible and what the Bible says about us and our spiritual needs, then we're all coming from the same point. We all have the same need to have our lives connected back with God. So it's an incredible, incredible thing. In terms of spiritual differences, I would say that our needs spiritually are all the same. We all have the same need for love, acceptance, and value. In terms of how we express that, that may be very different. I found Jesus when I was 4 years old in an Anglican church. I was sent to Sunday school. I met my husband, who was a Lutheran, and we worshipped in the Lutheran church for many years, and it was a wonderful heritage. We are currently in a Charismatic Church of Christ. Again, it's another expression, but it's all the same. If you are part of God's family, the way you express your worship can be different. But the need to connect with God, to experience the power and love of His Spirit, is identical for every single one of us, no matter how that looks in terms of the form of worship.
The way you've said that makes me think that all of those things, you could say that same thing about generations and cultural and gender, that we all have the same basic beginnings, but we develop differently, perceive life differently, have come through different experiences, which give us a different take on the world.
Yes, and I think too, in terms of styles of worship, some things appeal to other people simply because of the way they're wired. Some people are a little more reflective in their personality, and they need a more reflective style of worship. Others are really more edgy. They love the energy that certain styles of worship bring. Other people need a mix of those things. I like both of those. So it depends. But I think the important thing is we never feel that one is superior to the other, or that I don't need a reflective style ever, or I don't need an energetic style of worship. I think the style is just another way of expressing our heart to the Lord, and I'd hate us as Christian people to get bogged down in that kind of argument, because I think really it's expressing Christ to the world that's the most important thing. And as people in churches, we can get so focused on the things that aren't important. The most important thing to God Himself is that we take the message of Christ's love to a broken world. If we allow ourselves to get so bogged down in how we do that, how we style our worship, we've actually missed the main game.
Thank you, Helen. Helen Meyer from CareForce Recovery Ministries. Thank you too to Ros Atkinson and Beth Mortiz Flores for your insights into living with difference. Hopefully Women of Hope has provided food for thought. And if you'd like to share any of your thoughts, how about sending an email to womenofhope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. Or if you have still not worked out the technological intricacies of the net, you can contact us by the conventional means. Our postal address is Post Office Box 115, Punch Bowl, New South Wales 2196. That's Post Office Box 115, Punch Bowl, New South Wales 2196. Market attention, Women of Hope. Funnily enough, next week we are talking about communicating. Maybe we'll look at the strengths and pitfalls of email. Women of Hope is a joint partnership between TWR Australia and CWCI in Australia. My name is Penny Mulvey, and I look forward to your company again next week on Women of Hope.